Dear people who keep company with God, I had a dream in which I was sitting at a round table, eating a meal and enjoying fellowship with those seated at the table. I saw a large man with red hair walking toward me, and I could hear his thoughts. I heard him think, "You are the only one that can see me." I knew it was an angel, and we were communicating with thoughts. He then said, "In this season, pay attention to the laws that govern man." I answered with my thought, "What laws?" He answered and said, "The laws of sowing and reaping." He then said, "You will be hearing from me often." And then he disappeared. I then saw a young man in our church which I believe will start having these types of experiences. I believe the context of the dream is important. Fellowship is critical in the times we live in. We need the collective strength, wisdom, revelation, and the dynamic of iron sharpening iron that happens in true fellowship. Proverbs 27:17. In the legend of King Arthur, the round table was where Arthur and his knights congregated. As its name suggests, there was no hierarchy at the round table. Everyone who sat at the table brought something vital to the group. I also see supernatural encounters taking place in the context of smaller relational gatherings. The Bible has much to say about sowing and reaping. It is a law of this life, and that means we are all sowing, whether it is intentional or not, and we all are reaping whatever we have sown, Galatians 6, 7-8. There is a potential for a harvest of 30, 60, and 100-fold, Matthew 13:23. This all depends on the character and faithfulness of the laborers, Matthew 25:24-29. So, sowing with integrity and being faithful to the Lord as we wait for the season of the harvest is so important. There is also reaping from another person's labors. It is entering into their labors and reaping what they have sown, John 4:37-38. The greatest fulfillment of this is we reap life, health, and wholeness from the intense suffering and violent death of Jesus Christ on the cross. There are also times when sowing will have to be done with tears, Psalm 126:5. Over a three-month period in the spring of 2009, right in the midst of the worst economic collapse our nation has faced in decades, we lost loved ones to disease, tragic accident, and murder. As we wrestled with losing our loved ones so savagely and unjustly, it caused us to question if God is really good. Is He just and loving? If He is, why did all this happen? This is a normal human reaction to tragedy and suffering. One of the greatest lessons I learned during all of this is the supreme importance of not accusing God, dishonoring Him, or hardening my heart toward Him when tragedy and hardship occurs. There is mystery we must be willing to live with on this earth. And even more so, the Lord does not deserve to be treated with such disrespect after all He has done for us. By the grace of God, in the midst of the sorrow and weeping, He kept us, and we kept sowing His love and goodness, knowing a day will come when His justice will prevail. He promised that if we would sow good seed, even while weeping, a day shall come when our arms will be full of sheaves and our mouths full of songs of joy, Psalm 126, 5-6. That is going to happen. Many blessings, Byron Whicker.